Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have an update on the mysterious package that showed up at my house. So if you missed it Friday, I talked about this. Amazon had delivered a package to my house, and I just assumed it was mine. So I threw it in the car. We went and did baseball, came home, went to go get out of the car, and I was like, wait, I haven't ordered anything. Looked at the name, not my address, and not even on my street. So I didn't know what to do with it. So we talked about it on Friday, and a lot of people said, just call Amazon. A lot of times they'll tell you to keep it. We did that on Friday, and that's exactly what they said. They're like, we'll send out a replacement to them. Keep the package. Here's where we have the update. So Art goes, hey, what's up with this package? I said, oh, babe, check this out. Called Amazon. They said we can keep it. It was a mix-up. Art goes, yeah, it was a mix-up because I'm expecting a package. I was like, oh.
Whoopsies.
Oops. Because when we had called Amazon, he said, are you expecting anything? I was like, no, I already got all my orders. We're good. Didn't think that Art had ordered something. So he ordered a package of protein bars. So whoever this person is now has protein bars.
Oh, the old switcheroo.
And we got their package. So when he called, because he called to complain about not getting his package, they had figured out that they mixed up the packages, told him, don't worry, we're going to send you a replacement. We'll send them a replacement. He got his protein bars, I'm not even kidding, within 6 hours.
That's crazy.
Right?
How does every Amazon warehouse just have like every product in the warehouse?
I don't know, but I was like, that is ridiculous. But still, can we keep the box? And they were like, yeah, it's yours. We can't come pick it up. So you open it. If you need it, keep it. If not, donate it.
So just to be clear, the box that you have brought in, mm-hmm. it's here. We are going to open it today. Mm-hmm. They are going to send that person a replacement of whatever this is.
They said it was going to be done the same day. So this all happened on Friday. So by Friday, they should have already got their replacement too.
Because you were getting grilled on Friday.
People
wanted you to go deliver that to this person.
They wanted me to be a better person than I am. I just wanted to open
and
it because I'm very curious.
No way.
So this makes for great radio. Okay. I want you to lift the package. Tell me your best guess what you think is in there.
Okay. Hang on. All right. I'm going to say this is a, you know what? It's a smaller item in a bigger box.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, my mind's going camping. I was thinking sleeping bag. But I'm going to say, I'm going to go
heavy.
So, you know what? I'm going to say this is some sort of like lantern. It's a lantern in a box. It's in a smaller box in this big box. This is such like an out of the blue guess. Lantern, final answer.
Okay. I originally thought Tupperware, but then I looked and it shows that it's 8 pounds. I like where you were going with camping. I'm going to say it's a weighted blanket.
Well, I want to go back to sleeping bag. No, I'm going to say lantern.
All right, final guesses.
The gift of light.
Okay, coming up in 6 minutes, we are going to open up the mysterious package to see just what is in there. Gosh, I hope it's something good.
Come on, lantern.
It is the moment of truth opening up the mysterious package. And can I tell you how many people over the weekend were like, open it. You got to open it. Because on Friday, I was getting a lot of hate about opening up this Amazon package. It showed up at my house. It's not addressed to me, not even on my street. Called Amazon on Friday. They said, we'll send out a replacement. You can keep it or donate it. So please be a Louis Vuitton purse.
You ready?
Yes. Are you going to do the honors? Okay. Don't drop it.
What if it's, drop it.
If it's a lantern, like you said, it's broke now. Okay, opening it up. Oh, what is that? Is it a sleeping bag? It's a weighted...
Is it
a weighted blanket?
It is. Oh! Kelly!
What?
It's a pregnancy pillow.
Oh.
That you stole from a mother who's expecting a child.
No. Amazon said they are sending out a replacement same day on Friday. And maybe it was a baby shower gift. Maybe it wasn't for an actually a pregnant person.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
When Tori was pregnant, the two times I remember, I so badly wanted to steal her pregnancy pillow because it's so perfectly manufactured. You have a pillow behind you right along your back, and then it kind of curves around, and then you have another part that you can kind of hug and cuddle.
Let me see the picture.
And your belly just lays on it.
It's like a body pillow.
I don't know if this is the same one. Look.
It's the mom cozy.
You lay in it. See that? Anyway, long story short, can I have this?
Oh, you were yelling at me on Friday. You can't keep that. It's not yours. And now you want it?
Well, Amazon's going to send her another one.
Mm-hmm.
This is nice.
When's your birthday?
Who cares?
I'll hold on to it till next May.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Just like the Cowboys-Packers game was left divided, I feel that's kind of the consensus with the Super Bowl halftime show announcement yesterday. Some people really loving it and some people going, I just don't get it.
What does Kelly think about it?
I don't get it. I get it. Bad Bunny will be doing the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026. I have friends that love his music. It's not that I don't like it, but it wouldn't be something I would put on.
Doesn't do anything for you, right?
Yeah.
You were expecting, when they made the announcement, a different name that may have gotten you very excited, right?
Taylor. I was expecting Taylor.
I felt like Taylor was right there on a silver platter and the NFL just kind of swung and missed.
Well, I did hear the rumor that Taylor was asking for money, which a Super Bowl halftime show, they never pay. But Taylor knows her worth, and if she's going to bring some fans to you, she's going to want to get paid. And they said no.
Which, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
When it was announced, yes, I was in the same boat you were. I was expecting a different name to be like, oh, yes, I can't wait. Which in reality, when the Super Bowl comes around and halftime is there, I don't even spend 3 minutes watching whoever it is. That's my bathroom time. That's my snack break.
Really?
That's when I go to do something else.
Oh, there have been some epic halftime shows.
There have been, but I will tell you this with the whole Bad Bunny thing. He is the biggest musical superstar on the planet right now.
Oh, he makes sense. I 100% get it. I just don't know if I will be one to be like, okay, everybody quiet. I want to watch this.
Sure. And I could not sing one Bad Bunny song to you, but I am optimistic. Kind of like Kendrick Lamar last year.
Oh, yeah.
Not a huge fan, but after I did watch some of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And I did end up listening to some of his music afterwards.
Right.
I bet you that will be the same for me with Bad Bunny next year.
I guarantee Bad Bunny is going to be entertaining. Whether you like his music or not, it is going to be a show. I think I just had in mind someone else. So no offense to Bad Bunny or any of his fans. I'm sure it'll be great, but I wanted Taylor.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Your chance to win Stagecoach passes coming up at 7:30 with the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound. Do you think we are going to have an incident at Stagecoach like Gavin Adcock had at his last festival he was at?
I really don't, because I get super uncomfortable in those situations, even though I'm not part of it. I don't really want to see it, so... let me vote no.
Well, if you missed it, it was the viral moment where Zach Bryan tried to jump a fence to get to Gavin Adcock to confront him about some stuff that's been going on between the two of them. Now, we have Gavin on the phone. Here's the thing. We were prepped and told we are not allowed to talk about the incident.
We definitely pushed it, but he just didn't bite.
Well, dude, we cannot wait for you to come out to Stagecoach. We heard you were on the fence about going, so we're super stoked to see you.
Yeah, we went back and forth on it, and we're ready to come on to California and put on a party for everybody.
All right, I was watching some highlights of this absolute unit on the defensive line. Dude, did not know you balled out at Georgia Southern. Give us a little bit of the backstory or whatever you'd like to about why you had to leave the team.
So I started in April. I tore my knee up and had to have surgery and rehab to get back to play the season in the fall. So I started writing songs. And by August, I let out my first song. And by early September, I was kind of healthy enough to play. And on the way to the game, I chugged a beer on top of the team bus when we passed the fraternities and sororities.
Yes.
And I got suspended. Then they brought me in and gave me the ultimatum, said you can either stop with your music career until the end of the season or you've got to part ways. And I felt really passionate about music and took my talents to go chase my dream.
And look at you now. Your dreams are taking you to Stagecoach 2026. So we want to do a round of Stagecoach This or That. We'll give you a couple options. Just let us know which you would rather, okay?
All right.
Would you rather have a beer or a bra thrown on stage?
Bras are always fun. I think our record for bras was about 36 bras on stage at one show.
Oh, my gosh.
In one show?
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather stay late for the last encore song or head out early to beat traffic?
I'm staying. I don't understand why somebody's going to leave for the last couple songs that are probably going to be some of the best songs with the most energy all night.
Would you rather take the stage drunk or hungover?
Oh, I'd much rather be drunk.
All right, last one. Would you rather be shoulder to shoulder in the pit, or would you want to be seated further back and kind of have your space?
You know, I've always been the person to go to a show and like to stand next to the bar where I can easily get a drink. I've only been in the pit for a couple shows, and I enjoyed it, but I like to be somewhere where I can go get a drink.
Well, Gavin, we cannot wait to see you out at Stagecoach.
Well, thank you all so much. I can't wait to see y'all there.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, this weekend is going to be very telling. I have shared that I'm going to be doing a turkey trot on Thanksgiving, a 5K. The friend I'm doing with said I am not allowed to walk it.
Neither is this guy right here.
This weekend is actually the Believe Walk in downtown Redlands, and it's a 5K. So I'm thinking maybe this is where I gauge where I'm at, which I think is going to be rock bottom.
Well, let's give ourselves some credit here, Kel. You are, you're a good walker.
Yeah.
You know how to walk.
I've been walking to try and, you know, work on my stamina and stuff. Yeah. But the other day I was doing my laps at baseball practice and I forgot my water in the stands and I already had Colts in the car. So I locked the car and I ran back to get it. And then I ran back to the car.
Oh no.
I was winded, let me tell you. I don't know how I'm going to do a 5K. I could barely do 5 steps.
Okay, again, you're a good walker. Let's stay at that pace for right now. We'll walk, we'll speed walk, and then we'll do like kind of that, like, have you seen like the people that kind of like bounce walk?
No.
That look like they're running?
A bounce walk.
Isn't it funny how I'm showing this to you right now and no one else can see it?
I love it.
Okay.
All right, teach me more about bounce walking, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.